Welcome to this post-game media edition of Talking Hoosier Baseball. Today is Wednesday, April 17th, 2024. Last night, Indiana had a relatively successful staff day on the mound, holding a veteran Evansville hitting group to just 5 runs. But head coach Jeff Mercer was not pleased with the opportunities the Hoosier bats failed to capitalize on in the middle innings. Indiana went on to lose 5-4. The media met with Mercer following the game. Coach, I guess we'll start with the pitching. You guys were pitching from behind quite a bit, a lot of 3-ball counts. But at the same time, overall, they kept them under 6 runs. Yeah. So how do you kind of evaluate that?
Yeah, I didn't think it was a great day from Ethan or from Moffitt, either one of those guys. The free bases, we weren't in the zone consistently. I didn't think they were terribly competitive. But after that, you know, Julian came in a really tough spot. And in Nanez, he gets a, you know, he blows a guy up, they get a backside single, and then works his way through it, works his way around it. And then Crafty was excellent. Shaw kind of tiptoed around, but did a good job, get out of it. Did a really nice job. And then Rushing and Vogie, I mean, I'm thrilled with those guys. You go 3 freshmen at the bottom there, they threw really well. Crafty was awesome today, and Julian got put in a tough spot. But again, like you said, we had too many free bases, but we worked out of it, and that is part of the growing up process of those guys. Like when you throw, you got a sophomore and 3 freshmen in there, and Crafty is a guy for you, but it's like you may have some of those. And so I really wasn't upset with the way that we pitched. We managed, we got around it. Carter made a great catch in center. Mitchell made a great catch in right. Those guys, we played fine defense. On the mound, you kind of know where we are, and we're going to have some guys that have to get in there. And obviously with Burr and ADP being extended, and you know, Rise is having some lower body stuff where we have a tough time. We're trying to give him a breather too. So to go into today, if you just said, hey, we're going to give up 5 runs today, the wind's blowing out 30 miles an hour, give up 1 homer to a really good offense that's old and veteran. And you know, Coach Carroll and I were joking before the game, you know, just kind of like, I got a bunch of 5th and 6th year guys, and they were happy they didn't get to take BP because we had to move a game up or something, because they were just, you know, they're veteran guys. So I would be thrilled if you said we have 5 runs today. Today's a very offensive day. I would have been thrilled. So I was pleased with the way we managed on the mound. I was really pleased with the way those young guys and Crafty pitch, and really Julian too did a good job. So yeah, I was really pleased with those guys.
So would you kind of say from perspective, and then it's kind of that whole attacking piece that's kind of a side effect of needing to attack more with their best stuff?
Yeah, I would say. I mean, it's Ethan's got the ability. He flashed some really good stuff. He flashed some low 90s, and then he kind of babied some stuff. He threw some really good off-speed pitches, and he babied some stuff. It was just go get it. Just go with your best stuff. Attack the zone. If we're going to get hit, we're going to get hit. But I just didn't feel like there was that that real killer instinct, to be frank with you. And I thought Moffitt kind of, you know, pulled some. He threw some really good 20-inch sinkers, and then he pulled a couple, right? It's like, let's just go get it, man. If they're going to hit it, they're going to hit it. Let's go get it. But again, you know, you look at Rushing walks two guys, but he's out there for a second inning. You know, he's been a 1-inning guy. He goes for a second inning. They're super competitive. Walks, you know, I have a problem with that. You know, Shaw walks a guy. He's a freshman, working his way through it, kind of overcooked the changeup a few times. But again, works his way around it. It's just like the multiple free bases in succession for guys that, the first couple guys, they're old enough. I mean, you know, Ethan started 10 games in his career. This isn't the first time to go and do it. And Moffitt's old enough and has shown enough to be able to go out there and be more competitive early. But again, I'm not going to complain, because they pitched their way through. We got outs. We played good enough defense. We gave up 5 runs. And to do that on a Tuesday, with where we've come from, we've gotten so much better on the mound. I am thrilled with our progression. Where we were a month ago, to have to go through a kind of a PD player development phase and have to get a bunch of these guys that haven't pitched before, to get those guys good enough to go and be competitive and give us a chance to win. I am thrilled the way the pitching's developed and come along in the last month.
So I guess that leaves you with the point of what happened offensively today.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Yeah, you know, and I'm not super thrilled, as you probably can tell. You know, so I'm going to choose my words. You know, the first couple innings, the first time through the lineup, you're fine. We have 3 or 4 balls at over 100 miles an hour for outs. We go double, line out, some different. We just offense, right? You just, that's the way it goes. And their left fielder makes a great play on TJ Skyler. It's a, you know, it's a catch on tip of the glove, it falls, double, score a run, here we go. That happens. The middle innings where we have first and second and nobody out for three consecutive innings and don't follow a plan consistently offensively is very frustrating. That's my frustration. My frustration is to not be on fastball timing, to be in between, to take fastballs over the plate when teams are giving you an opportunity offensively to go, and you don't do those things, then you're not good. I mean, be quiet, but not good. That's my frustration, because we've shown the ability to be excellent offensive. We have enough excellent offensive. We've seen days where we're tough. We're so tough. You know, to watch us over the past couple of weeks, you average not whatever 8 or 9 runs a game and hit some good guys and be really string them together and get into good counts and be on time for fastballs and stay, you know, same arm side breaking balls, hit the inside bottom of it, stay in the middle of the field with it. To watch us give those away in that fashion is really frustrating. And that's not everybody. I thought Nick Mitchell had an excellent night again. He hit 3 or 4 balls in the screws, drives a run in, did a good job. I thought Tyler Sterling had a good night. He has a 2 RBI hit, hit some balls hard at the shortstop. You know, those guys are fine. You know, Joey has a double and a single, and Wiggins has a double. We just collectively, when those opportunities are given, you don't get to guess and don't get to be in between. You don't get redos. You don't get to do them over, and that's the frustration. It'd be different if you're not incapable, or if we didn't just do it, you know, 24 to 48 hours ago. And so obviously, I have to do a better job. I have to find a way to make sure that we show up every single day, committed to a plan, to execute a plan, pitch after pitch after pitch, and we didn't do that when given the opportunities in the middle of that game, and that's frustrating. If you get beat, you get beat. You go out and you hit 10 balls at people and they turn double plays on one hop shots and you're like, man, that's baseball. I'm the first 3, and that's baseball. It happens. I get it. But when you don't compete to the plan the way that you should, then that's a frustrating feeling.
Slid Devin down in the lineup. He's been a little bit slower at the plate as of late, I guess. Kind of, how do you evaluate where he's at right now?
I love Devin. He's an amazing kid, an amazing player. He hasn't been as good as he needs to be, and so everybody gets held to the same standard. And so Nick Mitchell has been amazing. He's been awesome. Those guys have been good, and so you just like everybody else, you got to go and do it. You got to go and do it and have good at bats and hit balls hard and be in the middle of the field. And again, Devin will be fine. Just like Josh Pine got slid down, and now he's hitting 2-hole. Josh hit really well. He's played really well. He's been way better. He's come back to that. You know, Carter's been down and back up, and so you know everybody goes through it. But he hasn't been as good as of late. And I'm sure that he'll work his way through it and get back to being the great player that he is. I love Devin. He's a great player, amazing kid. But he's going to have to go and work his way through it.
You can hear guys getting swings in the cages right now. What was the player's reaction to the loss?
Well, they're swinging right now, so they probably better be swinging right now. So, no, I'm not trying to be short or curt. I don't know. I said my piece, and I didn't really give a whole lot of time for feedback as to how they felt. I'm sure they felt not very good, because we shouldn't have felt very good, to be honest with you. We shouldn't have felt very good. We had an opportunity. We didn't follow the plan. We didn't execute the plan. We didn't do the things that we typically would do and have done. They give ourselves a chance to win, and so therefore you don't get to win. You don't get the prize. So I told the guys, Seneca said, pay the taxes of life gladly. Right? And he didn't talk about the government taxes. He's talking about the taxes of life. And the taxes of life are you have to go in and do your job. And your job is the plan that you're asked to execute against a certain guy. And that's what you do. And if you don't do it, then the IRS comes for you, right? Government comes for you, or you don't get the win. You don't get to have it. You don't get to have the prize or the cookie or whatever it is. You have to willfully take yourself through the things that you have to do to have success. And today we didn't do that enough offensively. We did it on the mound. We found a way to get through it. We found a way to get through it. And yes, I know all the stats. I know we're leading the league in runs scored. We're on top of every offensive category in the league. I know that. It wasn't a day. And that bothers me. And that chaps me, to be honest with you.
Coach, this is now your third loss in the midweek to a sub-100 team in the RPI. Hate to keep harping on it, but what has been the issues with the midweek games this year?
Well, earlier in the year, it was we weren't good enough on the mound. It was just flat out. We weren't good enough on the mound. You have the injuries early. And I've said it a million times, not an excuse maker, but it is what it is when you're early and those guys haven't grown up. But they have now. They have. And that was the whole point. Like, you play those early games and you're getting everybody everybody on the mound, you're getting them in, you're throwing them. And it's like, it's ugly sometimes. You got to force their way through it. And you just have to grow up. Was that the way it was designed 6 months or 2 years ago? No, I didn't forecast some of those injuries. But it is what it is. And you just keep coaching. You just keep showing up. And that's what I'm thrilled about. I'm thrilled about the fact that a month or 6 weeks ago, that game was a really different game on the mound, right? And so those guys have gotten so much better. They've worked really hard. Coach Lance done an awesome job. Gotten so much better on the mound to go out and to hold a really good offense and a veteran offense down like that. Was awesome, especially shorthanded, right? Connor goes two innings this past weekend, so you have to have length. From Burr was terrific, and Rabarjik was terrific, and ADP was outstanding, right? And you get the length, then you have those guys go in today and do a terrific job. Today was just scrolling on the offense, and it's just the middle innings when you're given an opportunity to take it. We didn't do what we typically do, and that's frustrating. And again, if you line out, you line out, you have a good at bat, you have a good at bat, but to not do those things is frustrating. So yeah. I would say there was a variety of different issues earlier in the year, obviously on the mound. Today was not their fault. And so you got to call a spade a spade. You got to tell a guy who does a good job, did a great job. This weekend, we were awesome offensively. We were terrific, right? To be down 8-0, to come back, to win that game, to really run away with it on Sunday offensively, we were terrific. And today, we just weren't good enough offensively. And you're right. It stinks to lose those games. It stinks. But that's the way that it goes if you don't do what you're supposed to do, whether it be on the mound, understandably and justifiably early until those guys grow up. And then today, from an offensive standpoint, just flat out not good enough in following a plan to be able to go through and the things that we've done that we're capable of doing. We're not incapable. We just didn't do it today. So that would be my evaluation. And you're right. You have every right to ask that question. I would ask that question. So you're absolutely right.
The Hoosiers travel to Minneapolis for a conference series against Minnesota starting on Friday evening. See you at the BART.